The Irish Jewish community gathered in Dublin last night to mark Hanukkah and to remember those murdered on Bondi Beach in Sydney, as they too were marking the start of the Festival of Lights on Sunday. Security was tight in Herzog Park in Rathgar, and some people who were there spoke of their fears for their own safety. Aaron McElroy reports.
As darkness descended on Herzog Park in Dublin, two candles were lit to mark the second day of Hanukkah. Hundreds gathered for what is known as the Jewish Festival of Lights, with speakers including Chair of the Jewish Representative Council of Ireland, Mars Cohen, and Chief Rabbi of Ireland, Yoni Weider.
On Hanukkah, we light candles to push back against the darkness. Just like the Maccabees, we are strong and resilient, and we will continue to stand proud and to thrive. Our response is simple. Even in the darkest moments, we are committed to continue to bring light and making the world around us a better place.
The event was organized prior to the shootings in Bondi, but those who were killed and injured were remembered and mentioned throughout. A special guest at the Hanukkah event was Dr. Alexandra Herzog, granddaughter of Chaim Herzog, after whom the park hosting the event is named. She said now was a time for unity.
It's very moving, actually, for me to be standing here in Herzog Park to celebrate Hanukkah, especially after the horrendous terrorist attack, anti-Semitic attack against the Jewish community of Australia. And I think that this moment really calls for Jewish communities to unite, to stand together, but also to send a very clear message to all of the elected officials that they need to take certain measures to protect their Jewish communities and their citizens. Because we are not kidding around when we say that we are experiencing anti-Semitism. This is the reality of what we're living. Certain words, certain insults, certain actions actually have very clear repercussion and lead to violence.
Minister for Justice Jim O'Callaghan attended on the invitation of the Chief Rabbi and said it was extremely important that the government was represented. Speaking at the event, Mr. O'Callaghan said he was working with the Garda Commissioner and the Jewish community in Ireland to ensure their safety.
I regret to say that globally it has certainly been the case that there has been an increase in anti-Semitism. In terms of violence against Jewish people in Ireland, I'm pleased to say that that hasn't been something that has risen in recent times. Notwithstanding that, I'm in close engagement with the Garda Commissioner. I spoke to the Garda Commissioner a number of weeks ago about ensuring that we had sufficient protections in place for the Jewish community in Ireland. I spoke to him again yesterday, and I'm very satisfied with the work that's been done by An Garda Síochána in collaboration with the Jewish community in Ireland to ensure that they are protected.
There was a visible Garda presence in Rathgar and security checks on entry to the park. These people told me how they felt about the increased policing.
After what's happened in Australia, I was afraid to come here. And then as a relief seeing people here and being quiet and not having protests or anything. It's better having and not needing than needing and not having, you know.
It definitely is a welcome step, but it does kind of overshadow the actual...
It's overshadowing Hanukkah, basically.
Well, yes, the fact that we have to have this at our events, this kind of a Garda presence.
Regrettable but necessary. It would be very, very nice to be able to say we can do things without having to look over our shoulder. It would be nice to get back to that if we possibly could.
It's just a bit of a peace of mind for people that they know they're going to be safe, considering what's going on. Nobody can guarantee anywhere is going to be safe anymore. Look what happened in Manchester, the same thing. So we have to do what we have to do to protect the community and everybody else, you know.
I have always felt safe here. I have to say I felt even more safe tonight because they said the police would be here because we thought there could have been trouble. Thank God there wasn't. But I've always grown up here, and I've never had any problems whatsoever. But that doesn't to say that there isn't any anti-Semitism. There is, sadly.
Some people who had gathered in Dublin Herzog Park last night to Mark Hanukkah. That was Aaron McElroy reporting.